Welcome back to another edition of From the Stables as we preview the harness race meeting in Hobart on Sunday afternoon. That's right, Sunday afternoon, first race at 1:15 p.m. And trainer driver Adrian Duggan joins us online to have a chat about his chances on the program. How are you going, Adrian?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dan. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's have a look at your contenders on the card. And we'll go to race two, first of all, where you drive the Bradley Walters train, Mavis Mel. She's got a second row draw to contend with, and a few horses on the front line like to go forward, so there might be a little bit of speed on here, which may suit.
I'm sure they will, don't they? Yeah, there's plenty of speed off the front line. She's a little sit sprint mare, so she should get a good trip, and shouldn't be far away, I wouldn't imagine.
Race number three on the card is four horses that are three-year-olds with a national rating of 30 to 54, also eligible four-year-old and older maidens, which includes your stable representative here in Illawong Achilles. Ricky Duggan takes the drive here. What did you make of this pace's first up effort in your care last Sunday?
Yeah, it was heavy enough with him, Dunkey. He's had a couple of trials that have been good enough. They got a away with a soft half there the other day, and he finished off good enough, but he's had plenty of chances, hence the reason he's still a maiden, but I'm sure he'll win one somewhere.
Yeah, with this new national rating system, he should be competitive in that sort of 30 to 49 grade, shouldn't he?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Let's go over to race number four, where you put the polish on Major Seascape, once again giving brother Ricky the driving responsibilities here, and he's formed strong enough to expect a Ford showing in this event, which is a rating 30 to 47 race.
Yeah, terribly unlucky last week, Dunk. He drew inside the second line. The pole horse was gone sort of 800 out, and he got dragged back out of it, but hit the line really good, which was good to see. Over the mile, drawn the front, should seem pretty hard to beat, I reckon.
Bit of confidence there, race four, number four. Race number five, two runners from your stable. You'll take the drive on Forever Ours. He comes up with gate number two, so should be able to settle close to the speed without having to do a lot of work, one would expect.
Yeah, little sit sprint mare with good gate speed, so we either cross the one or sit pretty close to the speed, you know, and she's consistent without winning. But, luck's got to go our way.
And you're also represented in that race by Princely Rain, with Ricky to take the drive on this pacer, who's first up from a spell and was placed in a trial here recently, and I think was also a trial victory this campaign as well.
Yeah, he's had a couple of trials back. Both trials have been good. His horse with nice ability, but it can do a bit wrong on occasions, but I think the last few runs, last prep, we sort of had him pretty well sorted out. And those couple of trials he's had back, he's been really good. So fingers crossed that we've sorted him. And he's got good enough ability to be winning a couple of races this prep.
A nice early finish for you on Sunday, Adrian. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
I'd probably say Major Seascape, Dan.
Major Seascape, race four, number four. Appreciate the insight into your chances in Hobart, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much.